Projects centering on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, took over the Capitol Rotunda in Boise Tuesday. From robots that could launch a ball through a hoop to projects engineered out of Legos, the skills of tomorrow were on show by the students of today. Matt Gillum paid a visit to STEM Matters Day and was surprised to find one display at the event advocating cartoons in the classroom.
What's typically a fairly cold and formal space was transformed into something of a STEM midway. Robots, experiments with flying machines, and even mechanized Legos took over the Capitol Rotunda Tuesday. Among the displays, one from the Wilder School District stands out. It focuses on an animation program that brings cartoons to the classroom. Jeff Dillon, the superintendent of the Wilder School District and Wilder Elementary principal, explains the appeal to young students.
They begin to write scripts, and they go back, and they revise scripts. And so, as a teacher, you don't even have to ask them to revise it. They do it on their own. So it's a great, great tool for us to engage kids into the writing process, and they enjoy it.
Dillon was something of an early adopter of the Storymaker software. The programs allow students to voice, produce, and animate academic projects. Targeted to grades as low as second or third all the way up to high school, the software produces something creator Terry Thorne doesn't call cartoons.
They're called instructional animations, and each lesson has an intention.
Thorne is something of an animation guru. He was the CEO of the company that produced Nickelodeon's Rugrats, as well as the first 65 episodes of The Simpsons.
So every lesson has a beginning, a middle, and an end in which we're modeling appropriate behavior. So in the beginning, it's just simple things for like preschool and kindergarten, school readiness, like raise your hand before you speak or keep your hands to yourself or don't talk when the teacher's talking. They're not used like cartoons. They're used as a catalyst to begin a discussion.
While the program can be used to demonstrate proper behavior to younger students, it can be something of a leveler for older elementary school students who make presentations with it.
I might be ridiculed or teased, but if I write that script for an animated character and I voice the character and I choose the background, I lay in music to tell you how you're supposed to feel, and I have sound effects for my pop-up graphics, I basically create a TED Talk with an animated character. Now I'm cool. So now people will listen to me.
Thorne's claims are fairly lofty. Could an animation software really be that easy? I consulted an expert.
My name is Danny Salinas. I'm in fifth grade and I'm 10.
She says the program is not hard to master.
So you're animating these characters to do all your moves that you want, that you press the button. Over here you can put the song on. I have this joystick so I can move his head. You just move this for his dancing. That's pretty much all.
So how long did it take you to sort of learn this and figure it out?
I don't even know. Not very long.
Over the course of our conversation, 10-year-old Salinas uses a touchscreen to bring an animation to life. By bringing technology into the classroom and focusing on the creative process, Thorne, the Storymaker founder, says his product teaches students valuable 21st century job skills.
Collaboration, creativity, communication, and critical thinking.
Those four C's Thorne lists aren't lost on Wilder Superintendent Jeff Dillon. When students complete a project using the animation software, he says as they leave class, they walk out with
their chest up and their shoulders back and there's a smile on their face. That, look what I created. That's my voice. I wrote that story. I created the movements for that character. And it really is a great tool for kids to bring pride back in learning for them.
The Storymaker animation software is currently in classrooms in 16 states. The company expects to be in 20 states by mid-February.